Hello?
Hello, good evening. My name is Susan. I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in your area, ma'am, about local issues. Your opinions are needed, and the survey is a quick and confidential, and I assure you it's not a sales call. Do you happen to have a few minutes to complete a survey?
Okay, sure. Depending.
Okay. Give me a moment here. Are you registered to vote in Arizona?
Yes.
Okay. What is the year of your birth?
July 10, 1977.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yes. I'm a Hispanic and Latino, and my parents are Mexican.
Okay.
Take your time, okay? Don't rush.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. What is your race? Select all the that apply. White, Black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish?
Hispanic, Latino.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed or
12.
The highest degree?
12th grade. Yeah, high school.
Okay.
And then half of college.
Okay. See,
both of them. You can put both of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all, from 0 to 10.
I say 5.
Okay. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I said I'm really satisfied.
Very satisfied?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. I'll read them out to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. The first one is the Republican Party. Do you feel very cold and unfavorable, neutral, very warm and favorable, or never heard of?
Mm-hmm. No, I never heard about it.
Okay. What about Kamala Harris?
Oh, yes.
How do you feel? Very cold and unfavorable?
No. I feel good. I feel good.
Okay.
I think she can handle it.
Okay. So what number would you pick from 0 to 10? 10 is very warm and favorable. Okay.
No, 10.
Joe Biden?
10.
Okay. Congressman Ruben Gallego?
10.
Okay. J.D. Vance?
10.
Okay. The Democratic Party?
10.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
10.
Donald Trump?
0.
Okay. I know it is a long way off, but if
November... It's okay. Continue. It's okay.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent party?
I vote with Harris and Junior.
All right.
And also I would vote also with Ruben Gallego.
Thank you, ma'am. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
I don't know. I don't know what to answer you.
Okay. All right. I'll read out the answers and you can pick one, okay?
Okay.
Republican candidate, Democratic candidate, undecided, would vote for other political offices but not Congress, or would not vote at all in the upcoming election?
I wouldn't vote at all.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion? If neither is perfect, okay? Now, there's two statements, A and B. I'll read them out to you. Mm-hmm. Statement A, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. That's statement A. Now, statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. Which statement do you feel closer to your, is closer to your opinion?
That's the hard part.
Okay.
Can you repeat it one more time?
Sure.
That way
okay.
I can.
Yes, of course, no problem. Now, statement A says, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life.
Okay.
Statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much.
I say A.
Okay, statement A. Now, how strongly do you feel with statement A? Somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? I'm going to read them out to you. The first one is, this is the same as this closer to your opinion. Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Second statement, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. The third statement, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Which statement do you feel closer to your opinion? Which statement is closer to your opinion?
I got stuck.
Okay. There's only three statements. Would you like me to read them out to you again?
Okay.
The first one is, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. That's the second one. The third one, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future.
I said the 31.
Okay, thank you. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? I'm going to read them out to you. The first one is the future of the planet. How do you feel, negative or positive?
I say positive.
Okay. Your own future, negative or positive?
Positive.
Okay. The future of the country, negative or positive?
Positive.
Okay. One more. Do you expect it to be harder or easier for you to vote in the upcoming 2024 November general election, or will it be about the same?
No.
Would it be much harder, somewhat harder, about the same, somewhat easier, much easier?
No. It's going to be almost the same.
Okay. Thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to read them out to you. Number one, because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. That's the first one. The second one is racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. Third, it is too difficult for me to vote. Four, because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. Five, I don't have time to vote.
Oh.
Six, I don't have any of the candidates. I don't like any of the candidates, I'm sorry. Seven, I don't know enough about the candidates.
It's kind of a little tricky.
Okay.
It's kind of a little tricky, the voting.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how to explain this, but it's kind of a little tricky.
Okay. Would you like me to read them to you again?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now it says, thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the best two reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. The first one is, because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter.
Okay.
Number two, racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. The third one, it is too difficult for me to vote. Number four, because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. Number five, I don't have time to vote. Number six, I don't like any of the candidates. Number seven, I don't know enough about the candidates.
I say it's kind of difficult to vote because almost all of them, they did a good job except Trump. And Trump never did a good job.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming election? Is it all politicians, racist politicians, Democrats, makeup Republicans?
Democrat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how concerned you are about each item on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that are very concerned, 5 means you are neither concerned nor unconcerned, and 0 means you are not concerned at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. I'll read them out to you. This one's a pretty long one, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now,
we're almost done, right?
Yes, we're almost done. Okay.
Okay.
Creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives. How do you feel about this one from 0 to 10? Is it not concerned at all? Neither concerned nor unconcerned or very concerned?
Okay. I got stuck. what were you saying?
So it sounds like you're busy too in your home right now. But it says here, you can pick a number from 0 to 10, okay?
Okay.
0 means not concerned at all. 5 means neither concerned nor unconcerned. 10 is very concerned. So this means that what they're asking you is just to rate what you feel about between 0 and 10 on the statements I'm gonna read out to you. Yes.
Yeah.
About creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives. How do you feel about that?
Oh, okay. I say number 10.
Okay. What about arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote?
Oh, yes. I say 10.
Okay. What about increasing political violence in response to America election?
I say 10.
Okay. What about preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal, from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. Now, giving the president the power to deploy the military against prosecutors at any demonstrations against the government and effectively criminalizing a constitutionally protected free speech. From 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. Sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors.
10.
Okay. Restructuring the Department of Justice to the president can prosecute political opponents, including prosecutors. From 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. Allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. Now, having armed guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. Moment. We're almost done, I promise. How big of a problem is racial discrimination in your community today? Is it a big problem, somewhat of a problem, small problem, or not a problem?
It's a big problem.
Okay. Now, have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years? Yes, personally experienced. Yes, know someone, or no, not experienced.
I had an experience.
Okay, so you had experience. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Below are some statements that Democrats have made about Republicans on a scale from 0 to 10. Please indicate how concerned you are about the statement, where 10 means you are extremely concerned about the statement, 5 means you are neither concerned or unconcerned about the statement, and 0 means you are not at all concerned about the statement. You may select any number from 0 to 10. Now, the first statement is, make a Republican or trying to create barriers to the ballot box in even overturn our elections from 0 to 10. How do you feel?
I said 10.
Okay. Since our nation's funding, a fraction has tried to suppress the power of people of color from enslavement to Jim Crow segregation from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. instead of addressing the rising cost of living, MAGA Republicans continue to cater to the wealthy corporations that are rising our prices while not paying taxes, from 0 to 10.
You mean the with?
Yes, instead of addressing the rising cost of living, MAGA Republicans continue to cater to the wealthy corporations that are rising our prices while not paying taxes. How do you feel from 0 to 10? Extremely concerned, neither concerned nor unconcerned, or not at all concerned? Hello? Hello, ma'am? Can you hear me? Hello?
Okay, like I'm, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Okay.
Oh my God.
All right.
I got stuck.
Okay, we're almost done. Just like 3 more questions, okay?
Yeah, but it was me. I pushed the button.
You probably put me on mute.
Sorry,
it's okay.
I was falling to sleep or something.
Okay, that's all right. I'm sorry. It's probably, you know, already time for you to go to get some rest. But we're almost done, okay?
Okay,
How do you feel from 0 to 10 on this last statement that I read to you about the Republicans continue to cater the wealthy corporations that are rising our prices while not paying taxes?
What does this stand for?
The 10 is for extremely concerned.
Yeah, okay. That's why I said. Yeah.
Okay. Now, but MAGA Republicans are attacking our freedom to vote so they can take and hold power for themselves. How do you feel about that from 0 to 10?
No, I'm really concerned. They shouldn't do that.
Okay, all right. Let's see here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're at 82%. Well, we're going to get to 100%, okay? It's really quick.
Okay.
Here is a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make change on the issues that you care about the most? You may select up to two. Donating to the political campaigns or organizations, or voting in federal elections such as president or U.S. Congress, engaging in a direct action like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings, or talking
I say donating and voting on
federal elections such as,
Okay.
It's okay. Imagine me have to read it.
Yeah.
All right. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, okay, where 10 means that your vote, it has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all. How much do you feel your vote has of power?
A lot of power.
Okay, so would that be from 0 to 10?
I think 10.
Okay.
10.
All right. Yeah. One last time. If November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent party. Yes?
That one.
Which?
The junior.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent?
Okay. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
No.
Okay.
Neither.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Very conservative? Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
No, but I would like to.
Okay. All right. Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family? You rent? Okay.
No, uh-huh.
Okay. Were you born in the United States or in another country?
No, in the United States, in Orange County.
Okay. Were your parents born in the United States or another country?
No, in Mexico.
Okay. Both of them?
Yes.
Okay. Now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Was it in 2020 for Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else?
I would vote on Joe Biden because he did a really marvelous job.
Okay. All right, almost the last question here. Which of the following best describes your current employment status? Are you full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, temporarily disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, student?
No, I'm disabled. Okay. Disabled. I cannot tell now. I'm disabled. What you just said?
Yes, that's the question. Yes. You answered it. Yeah. On the last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $24,999 or between $25,000 to
$34,999? I'm not really good at math, but I used to get like 791.
Okay.
And 791, but every month for the whole year, I'm not very good at math.
Okay. All right. Okay. So now this includes our survey. Thank you so very much for your time. And I know you have to go, but thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You have a great evening.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. My name is Joelle.
Joelle, thank you so much.
Yeah, and Joelle Omarruela. Yeah.
Thank you.
You can write it down that way, and that way you don't have to forget next time.
I won't. Okay. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful night. Take care.
Yeah. And so by next election.
Yes.
And you can remember my name.
Oh yeah. Yes, I will. I'm gonna write it down. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening.
Yeah.
Take care.
You did a good job, eh?
Thank you.
Good job. Yeah. Yeah. And so whoever make you call me and you don't bother me. Just tell them. And you don't bother me at all.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You have a wonderful evening. Take care.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.